Oh, yes. Please break down on me.
Oh, Kristen, no way.
Yeah, way. I want a new car.
If it breaks down, you won't have a car.
Oh, you're right.
Laguna Beach, Season 1, Episode 3, Fast Cars, Fast Women. My car is Dunzo.
This is Coming Clean, a podcast about the real Orange County, with your hosts, Sam and Marty.
What's going on, dudes and dudesettes? I'm Sam.
I'm Marty. Welcome to the Coming Clean podcast, everyone.
Yeah. We're starting off strong this week with it's third week in a row, and I think we're slightly losing it.
Yeah, a little bit, but hopefully in a good way.
Yeah, bring back that sunshine that Laguna Beach, you know, is known for.
Right, and I was going to do a segue, but it's not really a natural segue. But hey, is there any news coming from Laguna Beach, Sam?
Yeah, so not specifically from Laguna Beach, but more on myself. I have some news.
Oh, congrats.
Recently, I have followed Stephen Coletti on Twitter and also Jason Whaler. And come to find out, today is Jason's birthday. So,
hey.
Once again, mazel.
Yeah, mazel. Happy birthday, buddy. My favorite character.
Yeah, we have not seen him yet, but just so as a foreshadowing, he is, you know, he's one great character that we can't wait to, you know, get our hands on. And
yeah, 30 years old? 30? 29?
Yep, 30, which is crazy to think that we're 3 years off from that.
I am two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. No respect.
Nope.
Shout out to last week's episode.
Subscribe, rate, and comment, please. All right. Well, if there's no more news, I actually have some questions from people who are listening. And to all those listening, thank you for listening. But I just got some common questions that are coming in through coming.clean.pod@gmail.com regarding our show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great. So, thank you for sending in comments and questions.
Yeah, and feel free to do so. Again, the email is coming.clean.pod@gmail.com, or you can reach us on social media at comingcleanpod. But there were two very common questions that come up from our listeners. You ready for these?
Lay it on me.
All right, number one is, are we also going to be talking about The Hills?
And do you want me to take this away? Or
sure, you got do it, because I think we know the answer to this.
Sure. Actually, when we first started discussing this podcast, The Hills was actually our inspiration. We both have a big love for Justin Bobby, and The Hills was kind of around college time when we met. So, this kind of spawned off what The Hills is for us, and that we decided to just start from the beginning, check it all the way through. So once we get through, I think it's like 70 episodes of Laguna Beach, then we'll be on to The Hills.
All right, so yes, stay tuned for The Hills podcast, but first we got to get through high school.
And then tentatively The City, you know, some offshoots.
True, but I will tell the listeners right now, there is no way we're going to be doing a Newport Beach one.
Was that, I don't know, I'm not even sure if was that the spinoff of...
Yeah, it's like the younger Beach. Yeah, it was like Saved by the Bell, the new class, but not as good.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not about that Zach Morris life.
Nope. All right, and the other question that keeps coming up from, I think, confused listeners is, is this about the show The OC? And as much as I love me some Seth Cohen, not quite, but if there's enough interest, maybe we'll start that off too.
Yeah, I mean, I think this. It seems like the roles would be reversed, whereas I think you're more of a big fan of The OC, and I've actually seen, like, maybe one or two episodes, if that. So that could be a nice little experiment we would, you know, delve into.
Yeah, so we'll figure this stuff out first, but for now, let's enjoy some Laguna Beach. And speaking of which, I think it's time for us to hear the DVD synopsis of Episode 3. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Cue dramatic music. Clear Elsie, Steven, and Trey check out a designer fashion show in LA. Elsie watches Steven's attention turn from fashion to fashion models. Meanwhile, in Laguna, Kristen, Alex, and Sam, a junior hottie, go look at expensive cars. But Kristen's day of joyriding comes to a surprisingly abrupt halt, causing a nightmare no one expected.
Dun dun dun.
Can I just say that? I guess it was technically correct, but this is a lot more dramatic than the episode actually was.
Yeah, I mean, what like nightmare? You know, they just really hyped up this nightmare.
Yeah,
and the joyriding, like,
yeah, I thought they were like drag racing or something.
Yeah, or like they maybe stole a car.
Right. Yeah, and I think you watched this episode before I did, and I had only read the synopsis at that point, and you were like, oh man, you're going to be amped for the last scene. And I was like, oh, are they going to be in a big car crash or something? Well,
yeah, and I think I probably disappointed you on that one.
Yeah, we'll get into it. So
we'll discuss that.
We'll collect ourselves now and dive into the episode after this quick break.
I'm in your city. I'm in your town. I haven't seen you, but any day now I might. Maybe tonight.
You and your and welcome back. We are about to dive into this episode, and I'm going to kick it off with this Sam kid, and I don't mean you, Sam.
But it's a close resemblance.
Is it, though?
I mean, if I dyed my hair, you know, there was that phase back in high school for a couple of years on the swim team that I dyed my hair, so.
Oh, I don't think I've seen this, so you're going to have to send this to me, and we will post it at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Or our tentative website.
Yes, on Medium, but we're working on it. All right. Oh,
that's our website. All right.
Yes, it's the Medium page.
Okay.
We're getting there. So anyway, the Sam kid, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a nice kid, actually. I don't get shady vibes from him like I was getting from Talon when we first met Talon. Mm-hmm. He seems like a very nice, bright kid. Just looking to hang out. I don't think he seems like he has a bad bone in his body. Okay. But did I don't know, at the dinner scene, does Sam have a girlfriend as well? Did I pick up on that?
I did not get that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who. Maybe Kristen was talking about when she said she was hanging out with somebody when she was talking to Steven at the end.
Right.
But then she was talking about somebody who she was hanging with, somebody who had a girlfriend. And then he's like, oh, how'd you know? And she's like, oh, like, I could see it on his phone.
Oh.
Kind of thing. So maybe it's not the same kid, but I mean, I don't have any ill will towards him yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard, but I just rolled my eyes all the way to the back of my head because I completely disagree.
What?
I'm gonna throw some shade on this kid, and it's the worst kind of shade you can get within the context of these shows. Because this kid,
five shades.
Well, the only shade I'm seeing from him is flesh, including his flesh covered colored beard. This guy is Spencer Pratt Jace. That's the hot take for this week.
Gee, I actually didn't put two and two together at all.
I got a very Spencer-y vibe from him, and I did not like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Sam stuck around, maybe he went crazy too. Would go crazy too and get crystals. Because Spencer, I think, started off pretty nice, from what I remember, and then he just went full crazy.
Yeah, I don't trust this kid. He reminds me of Spencer too much. I don't know if I just got distracted because the first time I saw him, I was like, that is Spencer. And
he's not a fan. So I think I can persuade you to like him a little bit more.
Okay, try.
I only have one point, but
okay.
His hair reminds me of that singer who dated Ashley Simpson.
Ryan Cabrera?
Yeah, my boy and yours,
Ryan
Cabrera, with where you have the dark roots, but then you had the spiked up bleach blonde hair, almost looked like a Super Saiyan.
Very 2004.
Yeah, I think that's got to be around the same time, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So
I'll give him slight brownie points for that, but still, I don't trust him.
All right. Well, like we'll see how, you know, he didn't do anything that was untrustworthy,
He does not know how to fix a broken car, that's for sure.
Well, maybe he was just tired.
Some man he is. Come on. Yeah, so, do not like this kid. I am anti-Sam, not the podcast Sam, but anti-show Sam right now.
Okay, well, we'll put that on the back burner, or we'll put a pin in it.
Okay.
And then we'll see what kind of happens down the road. Hopefully he sticks around throughout the season. It's not just one of Kristen's little flings.
Right, and, I mean, maybe next week I'm going to be issuing another apology. Who knows?
Yeah, this might have to be like a weekly thing for you.
just apologizing to everyone.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of apologies, I think we can move on from Sam and talk about the power duo.
But Steven and Lauren?
I don't know.
What's your vibe after this episode of their situation?
So I don't know within the timeline. I don't know how it was edited. I don't know the exact timeline of the whole situation.
So basically, we start off, it's the next day.
Oh, after the bonfire? It was that quick?
Yeah. So Kristen was talking about how the bonfire last night, in the first scene when she goes eating with Lo and Jen Bunny, who I think I did a shout out when she was in the first. Yeah. So, I mean, props to me. So, you know.
Alright.
10 points. Props. But yeah, so I think this is probably a day or two after, maybe, that they decide to go to LA.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know, because like you insinuated last episode, big word hashtag, that was, I don't know what that was, but
that's a pro podcast move right there.
Like you suggested last episode, we're not really sure if they were drinking or whatever they were doing. But, yeah, I felt like she was sort of clear that she maybe wanted something to happen.
Yeah.
Unless I'm completely misunderstanding that previous conversation.
She blatantly said you could have this if you wanted to.
Right.
So I think that's pretty clear. But, you know, back in high school, those are muddled lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely felt like I was back in high school where it was, like, from an older person's perspective, that seemed clear to me. But I guess, like, high school me would have been very confused, too. And in Spencer's situation... Spencer! Get out of my head, Spencer! Damn it!
He's in. He's using mind control.
I know. Damn you, Spencer!
It's the crystals.
Where'd that crystal come from? They can't see, it's not a video. But from Steven's perspective, like I said, it was like a win-win, and then he had all these models all over him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can't blame him. Total dude move for him to, I guess, sort of ignore her, but at the same time, kind of scummy.
Yeah, that's an early 2000s dude move. This is 2016, so...
2017, man.
2017, you know, we gotta get updated a little bit, but you know, high school hormones are running wild. I mean, all these girls are saying he's gorgeous, pumping up his ego.
Yep.
It's a tough situation looking back on it.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely thinking with not his brain during that time. Yes. I do have a question from. So they go through the fashion show. They do the whole thing.
Yep.
Which was, like, cool. It was fine. Trey's cool and everything.
Yep.
But my question is, that bar scene was just very weird to me. Is it just a bunch of, like, high schoolers in a bar? I couldn't tell. Some people looked like they were in their 40s.
Yeah, so I actually looked this up.
Okay, thank you.
So the Spider Club, I believe is what it was called, unfortunately it is closed, per Yelp.
Okay.
But it had 4.5 stars, and people seemed to, like, rave about it.
Okay.
But I think it seemed like it closed. Not sure when.
Is it because they were letting, like, high school juniors in?
Well, it did not say. But, like, The quotes were like, it's like a lounge basically, but it's, I think it's more of like a dance club slash kind of like seedy Hollywood LA lounge.
I thought you were gonna say like they sold like blank CDs.
No, not at all.
All in one.
But I mean, I think if they went to the fashion show, they probably were on the name for this to get into the next after party, right? Or maybe Trey's family, because he's into fashion, might have some connections to this, because he was saying his parents were going to the fashion show.
Right.
So maybe he has some kind of connection. Mm-hmm. I probably should have did a deeper dive into that, but didn't really, you know, put the time on that.
Yeah, that was just confusing me, because that seemed like a pretty adult club or bar.
Yeah. And then, like, how old is this model?
That was another question for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, like Steven's 18, and right. Like these other models look pretty young.
Yep.
And then I think the fashion line, whoever was running it, is like, I know it's like a kind of an adult fashion line, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't tell between the clothes they were wearing and the quality of the video I was watching. I could not tell who was 18, who was 28.
Yeah, and just from the conversations, like, maybe people were drinking. I hope Lauren wasn't drinking, because she ended up driving home by herself, which is kind of sad.
Yep.
You think I thought she would have stayed the night, because it seemed they had a hotel.
Right.
She drove
all the way home?
I don't know. How far is Laguna from L.A.?
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, so I think she could have driven home.
Okay.
I mean, because she clearly did. She was driving there.
Right.
And then she left them by, like, I don't know, maybe she came pick him up, I don't know, but she drove away.
She was the driver.
Yeah, and she was pretty upset. And I think it's just, you can tell Lauren, like, really wants to be with him and, like, start something.
Yep.
And then Steven's just bopping around, but then he'll play with her emotions.
Right.
Steven's just, like, a bad guy. You know, he's still the villain. We've talked about it before.
Okay, so he's back to being number one bad guy for you.
Yeah, he's villain number one, just with what he does with Kristen. And then he does, like, Kristen was saying that he wanted to get back with her, and they're kind of together. And even Kristen doesn't even know if they're together.
Yeah.
But then Steven does this, goes to a fashion show, is, like, dancing with one girl, flirting. I would say he's just the number one bad guy now.
Yeah, I get how, like, he is super scummy. But at the same time, again, in that situation, when you have just girls fawning all over you, it's, I can't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't condone it, but at the same time, I can't really fault 18-year-old Steven for this.
Exactly. Like, you can't trust your 18-year-old self to, like, do anything.
Right.
I think the brain's not even fully formed. That's just science.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the way he was acting, he was acting more 16, even when the hotel, with the fries in the hotel, and he was, like, running around shirtless.
Yeah, he's very childish.
Yeah, he's a big kid right now, and Lauren LC is at a completely different, well, just like space. I was asking with Kristen on our first episode, it's like the three of them are on completely different planets and want different things.
Yep, I think Lauren is clearly more mature. She's ready to, like, go to college, be kind of an adult. I mean, you're not really an adult in college, but at least move on to that career in life.
Right.
And Steve still seems that he's, like, set back.
Yep.
And he's playing into, you know, Kristen's a year younger. She's a junior.
Right.
Which maybe in high school, it depends on where you kind of go in high school or maturity levels. But, like, that whole year could be a lot for some people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just playing. He's just going. He's, like, taking a step back in life. He's not looking to be more mature. He's just sticking to, like, having fun, partying, and not, you know, being serious. Which, I mean, at 18, it's like,
he's living the dream.
Way. Yeah, you can go either way.
Yeah. So again, I don't condone it, but I can't blame him.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I just feel bad for Lauren.
Yes.
She kind of is in a really tough spot.
Yeah, and she, you just see the differences between how Kristen was reacting when Steven was acting up and how LC reacted. Like, I could see and feel LC's pain.
Yeah.
Kristen was sort of just projecting anger.
Yeah, she would, I think she would have thrown like shoes and maybe a frying pan or something. I don't know, like from the kitchen.
That cake.
Yeah, that cake. That cake would have like, it could have been hard on the outside. You don't know. It was not hard on the inside.
But yeah, right now, yeah, I don't know where I stand. Like I said, I don't want Lauren and Steven to be together at this point. I'm not about that because I'm still very pro Lauren and unsure about Steven.
Yeah, I love how it's changed, I think, every episode.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we want Lauren and Steven together. Now we don't. Now we do. It's going to be an ongoing, it's going to be a constant love triangle between these three people and going back and forth.
So yeah, that was kind of a serious talk, and I know we promised some lighter topics for this episode. So let's talk about Kristen and her kind of repug car.
Oh yeah, the Isuzu?
Yeah.
Or whatever she calls it, like the old Isuzu.
The Isuzu. She called it the Isuzu. But yeah, Isuzu. I have not seen that since I was a child growing up in the Philippines, and I thought that was just like a fake brand.
Is it like a Jeep? Where it's like
No, they have like a full line of different stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that in the States.
Well, we got from the beginning that it's like an old car.
Yes,
and it's already had a transmission entered into it. So,
yeah.
So Kristen's whole car problems were just hilarious.
Yes.
Just from like her reacting like so happy, it's gonna break down. She'll get a new car, but then she's like pissed that. She basically just like blocked traffic, which I don't know how much traffic is in Laguna, but it made it look like it was LA freeway traffic.
Yeah, it was weird. Car. That was a point that I wasn't sure. I watched it a couple of times. I couldn't. It did not seem like
stock.
They related.
Footage.
Yeah, because they looked like they were in like a small-ish road, and then
yeah,
freeway. It was the traffic scene.
And then like the people who were driving by were so rude.
I mean, they could have just thrown that in again on post, but yeah, if they were being very rude.
Yeah, and then I think we got probably the most cursing.
Yeah.
In like the whole three episodes we've seen, they could have bleeped out that whole whole segment.
How was it on the online version? Were they bleeping it out, or did they just
quiet? No, they were like kind of like pause bleeped. It wasn't like a full on like beep. But yep. It was like a pause blank.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's how... I was hoping since I got the DVD that they would keep it uncut, but I think we can tell.
Maybe they just faked it.
They're not allowed to curse.
Yeah, like, do it right now and be like, oh, my car. Could have said anything.
True. I'm going to bleep that in post and have the listeners guess.
You'll never know.
Yeah, so, yeah. First, they just... Hold on, let me collect my thoughts right now.
Yeah, I think we got to set up like an order of events, maybe, yeah, or like how
do we do it? Every move she did in that situation was wrong.
Yeah, like your car breaks down, you could easily get it over to the side of the road.
Right,
right.
So first of all, if you couldn't get it on the side of the road, push it because it has wheels.
Yeah.
Number two, if you're gonna be stuck in the middle of the road, don't just sit there. Push your hood up just so people would know that you're broken down.
Yeah, not that you're just stupid there sitting. Like, right. I don't think she put her hazards on.
There was a scene where they showed her hazards on, but yeah, it just looked like they were chilling there.
Yeah, I mean, and then once you're... I mean, I've had my car start, like, smoking before.
Yep.
But you gotta just, like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll probably, at that age, I probably would have, like, parked it and, like, ran away. It's gonna get to catch on fire.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, depends how much you know about cars. Yeah, I would have popped the hood and then poured water on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have never guessed when they said it was like, oh, she just didn't change her oil. Like, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I'm not a big car guy, but
yeah, but like I know I have to change the oil,
right?
But I would have never. I don't know. I was gonna fault her for that. Be like, mm-hmm. You should have known.
Yep.
But then I was like, just thinking about it now, and I'm like, maybe I can't fault her on that one.
Yeah, so another thing that could have proven fatal was her jumping out of the car and running at that cop.
Oh, well, that's probably one of my favorite, like, after hearing that Laguna cop, Chris is like, I hate Laguna cops. And then the cop comes up on a bike, and, like, he doesn't help. He just drives away.
Yeah, that was weird, too, because I have been in, I have had a car break down, too, and when the cops get there, they're like, oh, we'll, like, help you.
Yeah, they stay, they direct traffic.
Right.
Maybe they know how to fix it or something. Like, she was just like, my car's broken and I can't move it. And he's like, oh, can you turn the steering wheel? And she's like, no, everything's locked up. And he's like, okay, just sit in your car.
Yeah, and,
like,
then left.
Yeah. And then she gave him an accent. Was he like, he sounded like Australian or something, or British.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even ask. I know they call AAA, but I don't know if the cop asked that. I don't know if they edited that out. That's why he just left. But yeah, it was weird to offer no help. So unhelpful cop, but also for those listening, and I'm not trying to be political here, but don't run at cops.
Yeah. don't freak out. Like, they tell you not to get out of your car.
Right.
Like, I mean, I guess you're not getting pulled over, but still, like, don't get out of your car.
Yeah, if a cop was coming up to me, I would just wait in my car calmly. And yeah, the move Kristen did was not wise. Not the move.
One thing that annoyed me from this little bit was when Alex is, when she's like, oh, my sister's coming up. Mm-hmm. And her sister pulls alongside during traffic. and she has to roll down her window. Like, you take the time to crank it down. Be like, hey, what's going on? And then you have to drive away because the traffic.
Yeah. Did she ever come back? Did she, like, park in front of him?
She did not seem helpful. No, I'm not totally sure. The only thing I could tell is that when Kristen's dad was picking them up, they're like, oh, she has a car here. So maybe she must have stayed.
Okay, so she, like, parked somewhere probably and then came.
Yeah, back. I'm thinking maybe Alex called her sister and was like, came to help.
Right. Also, how cool was that flip phone on the dash? Classic.
Oh, yeah.
No sat-nav.
Yeah, you, just in case you get a phone call, you gotta quick access it.
But yeah, so I'm still surprised that, and I alluded to this earlier, but come on, Sam, help out, push the car, something.
He did push the car.
Well, after everything happened, when AAA got there.
Oh yeah, like 30 minutes later, yeah.
Yeah, but be helpful, guy. Come on.
He's just like laughing, like stating... I think he was just, like, stating facts, be like, oh, your car's breaking down. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate
that could have been, like, the move right there for him to just show how, like, manly and helpful he is.
True. He could have stolen her away at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't very gentlemanly when they were going into the nice car shop to do the whole car montage.
Right.
When Kristen opened the door and then Sam followed in behind her, and he should have at least held the door open for the ladies, or instead of cut off Alex. I think that was pretty rude.
Well, this is why I think you're convincing yourself about how awful this Sam kid is now.
Oh yeah, I do this a lot. I convince myself after I take one stance.
Hey, podcast Sam.
Yeah.
You play yourself.
Oh.
But yeah,
that's a burn.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I have sound effects for that, but we'll look for one.
Some fireworks or something? I don't know.
Maybe like a boing. Oh no, that's our air horn. Sorry, we digress. But yeah, I mean, unhelpful Sam. Alex also unhelpful, sort of just piling on in the back seat.
She was just stating the obvious a lot of times.
And then, yeah, obviously Kristen just making all the wrong moves, so...
Yeah, her emotions, like, that whole scene right there just shows, like, maybe this could be a metaphor that it's her care of her car is similar to her care of a relationship, maybe? And that she goes, like, from happy to upset to angry in the matter of, like, minutes.
You went way deep there, but it actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's... You gotta put a little care and sensitivity into a relationship. That's our spinoff podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, anything else from this car? Yeah, it was just upsetting on how ill prepared three, like, well, I guess they were not adults at this point, but three people are. Like, you should not be able to get a license if you're not prepared to handle a situation as minor as that.
Like, the first thing I learned was how to at least check the oil.
Right.
And I think you're supposed to check it, like, every, you know, 2 months, 3 months, maybe?
But there was one other thing. Oh, yeah. And the dealership they went to.
Yeah, the Audi?
Why are they going to, like, an Audi dealership? Like, if you're going to... Even if my parents were as wealthy as Kristen's parents, they clearly gave you an Isuzu for a reason. So they seem like they're pretty down to earth in that sense. I would go to a Toyota dealership, a Subaru dealership. I don't know.
Get a nice Sebring from the Auto Trader magazine.
I don't know. Kristen was like a middle management person.
It's whatever, California. You gotta have a ragtop.
True. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, why are you going to, like, for, yeah, I, that didn't even seem like an official, like, Audi dealership. It looked like one of those secondhand,
high-end car dealerships.
Yeah, it was just hot cars that came in on the ship the other day.
Yeah. Yep.
But anything else on Kristen and her car problems before we move on?
No, I think we burned all the gas on that one.
Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know if I have drum sound effects for that, but we'll find one. Badum-tow.
We're on fire today.
Yeah. All right. And speaking of fire, hey, this is actually a good transition. Let's talk about Trey, because it's the podcast, and we always talk about Trey in a section we like to call... Trey Talk. All right. So yeah, what's the deal with Trey this week?
On my scale of like 1 to Trey-tastic,
okay,
I would put him about a 4.
Okay.
Tastic. I don't know how to even,
like, Avatray, or I don't know.
Yeah. Like, Mediotre. Okay. Yeah, he was a Mediotre this week.
Yep.
He didn't have too many like pop up moments. I did like to see that we got to see a little more fashion side out of him.
Yep.
Bringing him to the fashion show, like, clearly has roots in that.
Yep.
And then we got to see him skate a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
I love that. Just crushed. He started bombing down that hill. it was nuts.
Yeah.
His fashion was on point. And what else? So the only thing that brought him down for me was when he was during the fashion show. And Steven was like, oh, nice, and, like, fist bumped him, or did, like, a high-five fist bump right in front of Lauren.
Yep.
I didn't really appreciate that. I thought that was a little disrespectful.
Yep.
However, I'm on a high horse right now, and in that situation, I probably would have got peer pressured into it.
Yeah. But that was also my issue.
Sitting back on that, you know. Yeah. I think that was a little rude, you know. That it seemed very un-Trey-like.
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, typical Trey, super cool and all that. But yeah, I mean, the way he handled the Lauren situation, I don't know if he was, like, subliminally upset because he thought he was playing third wheel or something. But yeah, the fist bump during the fashion show, and not just overall not being that helpful when Lauren was actually calling out to him and saying, I want to leave.
Yeah.
He didn't talk to her.
Yeah, and he didn't, like, go with her, like...
Yeah.
I guess you can't really leave, like, Steven.
Right. Yeah, because he looked like he was going to get into trouble.
Yeah, and we know Trey seems like a super nice guy, so it's like, it should have been in his, I don't know, DNA or whatever. Like, he would have left with her. Like, he probably should have left with her.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, if you have a friend that's going, like, wild, you can't really leave that friend to... possibly be destructive. I don't know how crazy Steven was, but you can't leave. I mean, Steven had no, he's like, I know I'm in a, like, he, it seems like they, like, it seems like he's never been in a big city before. Like, when they're driving in, they're talking about LA, and they're like, oh, look at these storefronts, and, right, like, didn't understand the concept of like what a city was,
right?
Which to me seems a little odd if they are that close to like a big city, right? And you're like on a coastal town, you'd think you would have a little bra. Yeah, you'd think you would have a little exposure to that. It's not like you're out in the middle of nowhere,
right?
Trey,
he did not put his best foot forward this week, but still super cool.
Yeah, very cool. Great fashion sense still, which we can always probably get into later in a couple of our segments.
Anything else on Trey? Or
no, I think that's it. That, you know, Trey, we still love you.
Oh, 100%.
If you're listening, if you're listening, thank you for listening, and always please subscribe. And if you ever want to come on the show and talk to us, please do.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe you should start looking up Trey Fashion and start wearing his, bring it back.
True. All right. Anything else from the episode, non-Trey related, that you wanted to bring up? I have a feeling that we are going to have another one of those moments when I'm thinking of something and then you bring it up for me. But we'll see if we can make it 3 for 3.
Oh, I actually have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Part of my travel news.
Oh, yes.
The restaurant that Steven and Kristen went to at the end of the episode is also closed. Oh. It closed. It looks like from the Yelp reviews, the last one.
Worst travel news
ever. Yeah. The last one was 2008.
Okay.
What was
this restaurant?
The Pomodoro Bocchino.
Oh, right. Okay.
Or like Papa Pomodoro, I think it was also a name of it.
Okay.
The website didn't work, and Yelp told me it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends, actually brought up a good point, and this was more for last week's episode, or two weeks episode, the first episode. This didn't even come to mind that since this was in 2004, this is also pre-Depression era in 2007.
Right.
So now that all these places are closing, maybe that had something to do with it. You know, it was a good point. And seeing people building these huge houses before the big housing market bubble, I thought that was a good point. So shout out to Lindsay Carlson. Appreciate the thought.
And thank you for listening. Please rate and comment.
5 stars.
Yes.
Did you have anything that kind of jumped out at you?
Yes, and it jumped out because its absence was what jumped out at me, if that makes sense. The nothingness jumped. I don't know. I'm trying to sound smart, but where was everyone from last episode? So yeah, a couple of points. Yeah, where was no follow up on Morgan and Christina at all?
Yep.
Only nothing. Like a sniff of Lo.
Yep, she. I think Lo didn't even have a line.
Mm-hmm.
If that.
And our boy Polster.
Yeah, let's do what is it, the Polster theory or
the law of Polster?
The law of Polster. Let's.
Oh, I have that as my talking point.
Okay.
So we do have a party.
Yep.
A party scene with no Polster. And someone walks out upset.
Yeah.
Law of Polster.
All the other times, everybody either walked out on their own free will.
Yeah.
Like, they had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've all stayed and were partying.
Yeah.
This time, people got upset. Feelings got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens at a Polster party.
No, because Polster would have been probably a better friend and, like, psyched everyone up. He would have talked some sense into Steven. He would have been like, talk to LC and LC. Go talk to Steven, go in the corner, we'll turn down the music, put on some Boyz II Men, see where it goes.
Actually, I have one final point if I can interject.
Do it.
In the beginning scene when LC, Lo, and Jen go get food, Jen actually brings up a good point when she says, talking about Lauren and Steven getting together and having babies.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, your babies are going to be so cute. They'll be like the most popular kids in the school.
Right.
That whole their babies being cute. Alex said this exact same thing to Kristen, didn't she, in the first episode?
I do not recall, but
I could have sworn that they're like, oh, they said I think Alex said you guys would make such cute babies.
Yes, and during the nail painting scene.
Yes, and then Jen said the exact same thing.
Ooh, setup or nah?
I don't know if it was intentional or not. Maybe they're like, Steven has a good bloodline, and then these both of these women are pretty. Probably make a cute baby.
Yeah, super cute. Well, I guess this is a good time to take a short break, listen to some music, and when we come back, we can dig in a little deeper.
Nice to see you, not take the bait, but I just might say how you broke my heart a little, and I just might look at you like you ran over my dog, and I just might mention you happened to kiss me and how we
and welcome back. Wow, that was some great music there. I'm really digging the jams this week, Marty.
Yep, that was all from our featured artist Norma Jean.
Wow, I'm loving the picks every week. It's just really opening up my mind to new music.
Yep, and if there's any more indie artists that want to reach out to us, let us know.
Yeah, we would love to feature you guys.
Yeah, all right, so I think we have some deep dives in game form to do.
Sure, so let's start it off. I think we've started off with the past 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, any best or most surprising fashions that from this whole fashion episode?
Yeah, I was going to say, for a whole fashion episode, nothing really stuck out to me until I saw Trey's variations and array of trucker hats.
Yep, it's a big, you know, trucker hats were very big back then.
Yeah, and
I never got into it, but yeah, I mean, I think that's his whole line, right? Maybe we'll find out later on, but I feel like maybe that's like his thing.
Yeah,
where he does like hats.
Oh,
well, he was like Ed Hardy before Ed Hardy,
right? But yeah, I was digging the hats. I rocked a white trucker hat when I was in high school.
Damn. Yeah. That's pretty hot.
Yeah. JCPenney. Oh, no. PacSun. PacSun.
Oh, yeah. PacSun. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
For me, I have two highlights.
Okay.
One is, this is like a sluttle. It's not sluttle. It's a. Rude. Yeah. Ooh. Racy. I've noticed that if you look on his left arm, he always has a cool jacket, but he does this weird belt thing where he straps like a belt to his arm. Almost like a heroin addict, but not. It's a belt, so it's kind of a mix of what I just said. But then also like when Michael Jackson would wear the black armbands. Or the white armband on a black sport coat. It was kind of like that almost.
Oh, I didn't notice. It's not one of those like leather bracelet things that I used to wear in college.
Well, it's kind of like that.
But like thicker?
But there's a belt, but like there's a buckle.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. It's a cool little like accent.
Yeah. Are you bringing it back?
I don't know. If he keeps putting on more clothes, I might have to. All
right.
And then my one last thing, actually, I was pretty jealous of this, and it was actually a great idea. When Steven first comes to the house in the beginning, and Trey comes out, his shirt has one sleeve missing. So it's like half tank top, half regular shirt.
Yep.
And that's kind of dumb. Like, oh, at first I thought he was wearing a tank top, and then I noticed that he had a sleeve on one side. So then I was just like, Maybe he's like hot on one side and keeps you like cool and hot.
Maybe it helps him steer on his skateboard.
Could, yeah. You got to keep that range of motion. You can't let sleeves tie you down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm going to cut a sleeve off of one of my t-shirts.
Please do it.
Yeah. Going on to our next little game show that we're playing. Do you have any favorite songs?
Oh, you know I do.
Yeah, and I didn't even have to ask this question.
So, you told me what I thought was going to be a car accident when he said I was going to be pumped for the last scene. I had no idea what you were talking about. And then this song came up, and it's You and I Both by my boy, Jason Mraz. But little tidbit about the version of the song that they used, I noticed that how he sang it was slightly different. And you know my record on this, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be right when I say this piece of trivia.
Yeah, because he has like 10,000 different versions of every song, and you know every single version.
And this version was not from his 2003 album, Waiting for My Rocket to Come. I believe this was from an EP that came out before that called From the Cutting Room Floor, and this was the last track on it, I think the eighth track, the radio edit, or as they call it, of You and I Both.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Deep cuts. Yeah, that's a little fun fact.
Very deep. Like, this thing isn't even available online.
We're a little more knowledgeable now.
Yeah, so there you go. Jason Mraz knowledge for you. How about you? What was your favorite song?
So that was my first take was You and I Both. Mm-hmm. We both have, you know, shared many a concert together.
Sure did.
We've traveled to California just to see Jason Mraz.
True.
So, you know, he's got a little piece of my heart.
Yep.
But I had a pick. This took me a little bit to find, but it was when Trey went off skateboarding down the hill, basically looking like he's crushing some waves out there. The song, it's called Ode to Opie by Mojo Phonic. I couldn't find it on YouTube.
Okay.
And it was only on this like one, almost like a company's like production band's page or something like that. Mm-hmm. That is the only place I could find the music. Yep. But it's a nice little almost ska kind of jam. It tells actually a great story from what I've read a little bit about like this guy named Opie who, you know, just like surfs and hangs out.
Maybe and they've used another Von Penn song on this episode, and it was the first Von Penn song that they used. So they're recycling it. So I do think she was on retainer, so she was crushing it in 2004 in terms of royalties.
I mean, how much do you think she gets paid now that we're... Oof. Like, does she get paid for us to watch this on... Like, I'm watching it online.
Oh, true. They probably paid her, like, a flat fee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's she probably did. It's all the money's all spent.
Yeah. All right, but yeah, my pick was a no-brainer.
Yeah, that was too easy.
Yep.
Last final question: who's your MVP of the week?
This was a tough one.
And it doesn't have to be like a main character.
Yeah, I haven't even made up my mind. But right now, who really caught my attention for things that we didn't see him doing is Kristen's dad.
Oh my
God. It's my MVP of the week. Was he yours?
Yeah, he was mine. Is that 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's 3 for 3 that we've
reached. Oh my God. that's absurd. Oh my God. I agree. Yeah, he was helpful.
Yep.
Two, he's instilling good values of providing a car, not just getting a high-end car. Be like, you gotta take care of your car. Mm-hmm. He tells her that if she can't take out a car, like, why? I think she was saying, like, yeah, if you can't take care of an old car, like, why, how can you take care of a new one? Right. Great point.
Yep.
And his fashion was great. Classic dad. Yeah. Visor. Yeah. Golf visor, tucked in shirt and khaki shorts. Classic dad.
Yeah, very, very classic dad. But wow, again, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
It's picks for MVP of the week. Kristen's dad, of all people.
Yeah. Big ups to you.
Yeah, congrats. All right. Alright, well, on that note, we have one other game in mind for everyone, and it's going to be Today in History together, when we come back.
It'd be nice if you told me, hey, I found my one, go out and find yours, here's my blessing, we're down, so I wouldn't think you're around every corner, I really don't care how much you adore her, I am okay.
Alright, welcome back. All right, we are still trying to calm ourselves down, but we're going to keep the energy level up for this one because we are playing a game we like to call Today in History. And for those who don't know how it works, it is a trivia game that we do based on the episode date of when this particular episode aired on MTV. In this case, October 12, 2004, I will be asking Sam a series of questions, and we are keeping score with no real prize thought of at the end, but right now he is up 3-2. So all these questions, Sam, related to October 12th, 2004. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. I know we talked about Ciara in the first episode, but while she was dominating the charts with Goodies, Usher and Alicia Keys were right behind her with their hit song. Here's the question. What was the Usher song that was playing in the beginning of the music video for My Boo?
Is it Burn?
Final answer?
Yes.
That's not correct. Oh. The correct answer is Bad Girl.
Oh, what dang. You know
about a supermodel?
I should have brushed up on my Usher.
I mean, 2004, man. You gotta start listening to some Usher, some Sugar Ray.
I think Burn was a little later, right?
Yeah, that was after the Chili debacle.
Nah, okay.
All right, you ready for question number two?
Yeah, I might even go 0 for 5 on this one.
Oh no, I don't think so.
We'll okay, see. Okay. All right.
This one's a little easier. Question number two. With a hit TV show under his belt, this comedian hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list with his book, America.
Stephen Colbert?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert was his employee. It was Jon Stewart.
Dang!
So close. This is like our Jordan Pippen question.
Yeah, shoot. So close.
All right. Well, 0 for 2 so far. There goes you calling your shot from last week.
I didn't read back in 2004, so.
Oh, all right, number three. Ready?
Yep.
Question three. This birthday boy may share a name with a famous captain, but now this minister had experienced a bit of growing pains early in his career.
Oh. Cameron.
Yeah? What captain is this?
Kirk Cameron.
There you go. That's correct. I thought that was going to be the hardest question.
What's the R.I.P. Alan Thicke?
Oh, yes. All right. Number four. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. While his band of idiots went on to win the World Series, this controversial pitcher took the loss in Game 1 of the American League Championship.
Who is Curt Schilling?
You got that right. Right. There you go. Coming back.
I should know my band of idiots.
Yes, you should. All right. Last one. And the category for this, and don't be afraid, but it's science.
Ooh. Science?
Yeah. All right. And this is very...
Why with science?
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Even though California is currently in the midst of a drought, on this day in 2004, our friends on Laguna Beach were warned to brace themselves for a lot of rain caused by this weather pattern. No me gusta. Bruh.
Is it El Nino?
That's correct. Yeah. I'm guessing the Spanish helped you, unless you were just, like, super in with your weather.
No, that's, yeah. I've watched a lot of Weather Channel, and I know a lot of Spanish, so.
All right. So you again, go 3 for 5.
I'll take it.
You're at 6 points, so I'm going to have to get 4 next week to catch up.
It's a hot race.
So congratulations, you have extended your lead. And now, I'm getting the go-home cue, so... After this quick break, we're going to wrap things up. Just might say how you broke my heart a little. And I just might look at you like you ran over my dog. And I just might.
welcome back. That song you've been hearing is I Just Might by our featured artist Norma Jean from her album Bali and Back Again. You can listen to more from this album on iTunes and Bandcamp. You can connect with her on Facebook at Norma Jean Bali and on Instagram at Norma Jean Loves Doodles. Links will be in the podcast description.
Cool. And yeah, again, this podcast is all about good content and good music as well. So, speaking of good content, this is a newer one. Do you have any recommendations for this week for people to check out? Anything in your world that you think people would be interested in?
I would have to say I recommend the show This Is Us.
Ooh.
It's the first episode pulls you in, mm-hmm. tugs at the heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's just coming back from Christmas break.
Yep.
In the last episode, you know, it's a really great show. Mandy Moore is in it. Yep. A little Mandy Moore singing. Mm-hmm. And
it's on my list because Mandy Moore is my fave.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid TV show.
Cool.
So how about you? You got any recommendations?
I do, and it's a podcast that isn't related to Laguna Beach, but is related to something that I like as well, and that's wrestling. This is called Something to Wrestle with former WWE writer Bruce Pritchard. So for wrestling geeks, or for anyone just interested in sort of the very insider look at the wrestling world, this guy used to write for the WWF and was in Vince McMahon's inner circle. So he goes on these 3-hour podcasts about like one topic. So they'll talk about like the Ultimate Warrior for an hour and a half, and super in depth, super geeky, but it's a great podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, like I said, we're getting the go home cue, so I'm just gonna wrap it up by inviting everyone to follow us on social media at Coming Clean Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Medium. You can also support us on our Patreon page for as little as $1 a month, and you get some cool rewards, and you will be listed as one of the producers for this show at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And if you're a little shy and you don't want people to know that you're contacting us, you can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you want to listen to this podcast, and rate, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, because it really helps, and it really helps our placement in the search, so we can keep delivering some Laguna Beach content to you. So I think we're pretty much donezo here, man. All right, I'll talk to you next week. Worldwide peace.
And much love to you all.